Hi and welcome. I'm Kimberly Dawn with ArchangelsBless.com. I'm the author of 365 Days of Archangel Messages and the inventor of the Archangel Crystal Lights, the Empath Protection Lights, and the lights developed by the Seraphim Angel Healing Team and the Archangels for the purpose of healing the body, and healing for the purpose really also of connecting the soul, connecting you to your soul. So all of the units help do that. In this audio, I wanted to go over the question, what higher purpose do the shootings have that are happening on Earth? Why are they increasing? What can we learn from them? What can we do? How can we learn from what's happening? When I posed this question to the Seraphim Angel Healing Team and the Archangels, what I get is that to say regarding that is that all of the violence and the pain, people that are doing these shootings are also expressing their pain and taking it out, shooting it out onto others. And are they of their right mind? Are they of what's overtaken them? What is their, where is their consciousness? Where is their soul? Where are they in connection to their soul? Well, many are, as we know, people that are doing this violence on Earth are disconnected from their soul. They're disconnected from their, what their higher purpose is and what they're here to do for good for the planet. What affects that is darker energies on Earth. As you know, I've talked about before, the darker energies have been here for over 1,000 years on Earth, and they have preyed upon humans as a way to stay in this dimension, as a way to create pain, because they feed off of pain, they feed off of suffering, but they don't necessarily want to, the host that they latch onto, they don't necessarily want to kill that person, because then they wouldn't be able to feed or survive. So a lot of times this violence outward is a way for these darker energies to create more pain to feed off of, even though more there are people killed from them, which is horrible. It's just awful to see this and know the families affected are just going through so much suffering. And then how do we feel safe and how do we feel protected that knowing this happens and it's only getting worse? I mean, I think so many are getting numb to all of this happening and all even worse going on in the news. So how do you feel safe? How do you stay connected with this happening? It's vitally important to connect to your soul and connect to the divine and clear out, to cleanse the darker stuff that tries to impede upon our light body, that tries to suck our energy dry, if you will, and manipulate through intention of, what I'm shown happens with a lot of these people creating violence onto other people, doing violence, violent acts, is they do get infiltrated in many ways by darker energies. And what darker energies can do is feed upon, by intention, tell the person to create these violent acts, to do them, to get them out. And it's all a lie, because they say they would feel better, or they always offer like probably some kind of reward. Oh, you're going to have revenge, or you're going to feel better. You see that in superhero shows as well, with the bad guys and the villains, why they do what they do. Well, it even goes so much deeper than that energetically. And this, we know it's getting worse here in those ways. So how do you feel safe? How do you stay connected? One of the things that the Seraphim Angel Healing Team told me recently was that it's important to, and those of you in the weekly healings, you know how much you're connected to your soul each week, that you on Monday or Tuesday night that you receive your healings, the darker stuff is cleared more and more, the seeds, implants, devices in your energy body. And so you're able to feel love easier. You're able to feel connected to your soul and your higher purpose easier. You're not in so much turmoil, as you know. You're more peaceful. Even if you need to rest the next day afterwards, you know, the rest of the week, you just feel more connected and more peaceful. Well, you do have that ability within yourself throughout the rest of the week to find that inner peace, to find that truth within yourself, to find that safe haven within yourself. And when you go out and about, those of you in the weekly healings, most of you have the empath protection unit, the portable USB unit, or the portable unit that you purchased, you can turn that on, and that creates the Seraphim Angel Healing Team and Archangels to reach you easier. But it's important to find that sense of peace and to create that with meditation and with your healing sessions that you're receiving. And if you haven't received one yet, you can try one for the instant healing sessions to feel what that feels like when more of the stuff blocking you, the energetic blocks, get cleared off, and so that you can be more connected to your soul. Because as you are being more connected up to your soul, as the darker stuff gets removed that is in and outside of your energy bodies, I think that what happens is your clarity increases, and this is what the feedback I get back. Your clarity increases and your peace expands out into the world, and that's how you can affect many, many people, is by calming the mind and reducing stress and getting the darker energies cleared up and out of you, cleared and healed, and then that peace can permeate Mother Earth. That connection, when you connect to your soul and you're connected to the divine, that peace can then permeate all of the earth, and she receives those healing frequencies, which she so needs right now because of all the turmoil and chaos. And you have that ability to create that within yourself, that feeling of safety, because as you're connected to your soul and the divine and your angels and all the guides that guide you each day, that is your safety, because they will warn you ahead of time, go here, don't go there, maybe you should stay home, maybe you should go to this one place because maybe that place holds something that you need, and then you also spread peace when you go there. And then you're guided each moment what to do, where to go. That is your connection. And when what's happening on Earth for over 1,000 years is people's connection, they're being disconnected from their soul. So they're incarnated, born here, and it's severed as time goes on. And interdimensionally, these darker beings are severing, they're creating blocks so people can't connect to their soul and what's right, what's good for humanity. This is being impeded upon. It doesn't have to be that way for you. You can continue clearing and healing the darker stuff, the seeds, implants, devices that do get put on us ever since we were born without our permission. And that can get cleared off. And that's what those in the weekly healings are finding, how much they are more clear, connected, guided, and on purpose, and how much more protected they are. And they can generate, those of you in the weekly healings find it easier to generate that inner peace, that inner connection to your higher self and to what is your safety from within. Because you are more connected. Because the darker seeds and implants, when they're triggered by the dark, they emit frequencies of distortion. They emit frequencies of chaos, of disruption, of non-peace, of violence, of revenge, anger, hate, blame, guilt. All of those lower emotions are triggered when we have an energetic, these seeds, fragments, in our energy bodies across all time and space. They can be in there connected to past lives. When those are triggered, by an emotional trigger that you get. Those in the weekly healings, those are cleared off each week, each level that you're ready for, each one that's triggered is cleared, healed, and then new higher blueprints of what will work better for you are brought in. And those are anchored in as you're ready for them. You can open them. Those are connected to your soul's purpose, your soul, the divine, and all that is good for all of humanity. That is your inner peace when you connect up to those higher blueprints, to your higher self in that way. And when you meditate throughout the week, reducing your stress levels, instead of worry, go to when can I turn on my empath protection unit or my Archangel Crystal Light mini unit at home? Do a meditation session and find that peace within before you go out in your day. Find that peace within before you embark upon a new project. Find that peace within each night before you go to bed. You can play the Archangel Michael house clearing before you go to sleep at night to clear the darker energies from your home and your environment before you go to sleep. That will also cut cords with others, because cords, darker stuff can trigger stuff within us, and then darker frequencies or lower level frequencies are emitted. How do you get those cleared? The more you connect to your soul and turning your Archangel Crystal Lights on, the more those are cleared for you, and you can find that peace from within. I definitely meditate sometimes 1 to 3 times a day, however much I need. And I'll meditate when I get back home after I do errands or tasks. And before I do important work, I'll meditate and I'll have the crystal lights on. And that will clear off those darker frequencies that have been triggered within me while I've been running errands or doing tasks outside of the house. All you can do like that, that what brings more peace to you and the entire planet. The planet needs those higher level frequencies right now. Mother Earth needs that healing from you, needs your peace from within. So I invite you to create that this week. How can you create your inner peace? How can you connect up to your truth within? May you follow that for yourself. May you create that safe haven for yourself. So Mother Earth will receive those higher divine frequencies. May you light the way for others, so all may find their way back home. Namaste.